But where is Clarissa? Said Peter. He was sitting on the sofa with Sally. Where has she gone? Sally supposed, and Peter agreed, that there were important people there, politicians, whom Clarissa had to be nice to. She was with them. Though, as a politician, Richard had not been a great success, Sally supposed. And she had done things too. I have 5 sons, she told Peter. Good heavens, how Sally had changed. Last time they met, Peter remembered, had been among the cauliflowers and rose bushes in the moonlight. She had marched him up and down that awful night, after the scene by the fountain, before he had caught the midnight train. Heavens, how he had cried. That was his old trick. Always playing with a pocket knife when he got excited, thought Sally. They had been very close, she and Peter Walsh, when he was in love with Clarissa. After that awful scene over Richard, Peter had gone off to India and had had an unhappy marriage, she had heard. Now he had changed, but she still cared for him, for he was connected to her youth. She still had a little book of poetry he had given her. In those days, he had wanted to write books. Have you written? She asked him. Not a word, said Peter Walsh, and she laughed. He still felt the force of her character, the old Sally Seton. But who was this Rossiter, her husband? He owned factories in Manchester. They had a huge house and armies of servants, she said with a laugh. Sally was proud of her husband. He had worked hard and earned every penny they had. You must meet him. You would like him, she said. And Sally used to be so poor when she had come to Boughton. Going to Boughton had meant so much to her, she remembered, when she had been so unhappy at home. But that was all in the past now, she said. And Clarissa's marriage had been a success, Sally supposed. And that very handsome young woman over there by the curtains was Elizabeth. She was not a bit like Clarissa, Peter said. Oh, Clarissa, said Sally. She felt simply that she owed Clarissa an enormous amount. They had been true friends, and she could still see Clarissa all in white, going about the house at Boughton with her hands full of flowers. But really, how could Clarissa have married Richard Dalloway, a man of the country, who cared only for dogs and horses? And then all this? She waved her hand at the room. Hugh Whitbread wandered past without seeing them. He's not going to recognise us, said Sally. And what does the Admirable Hugh do now? She asked Peter. He cleaned the king's boots or counted bottles at the palace, Peter told her, and she laughed. Peter's tongue was as sharp as ever. The problem between her and Clarissa, Sally said, was that Clarissa was really a snob. She thought Sally had married beneath her, her husband being the son of a working man. And so Sally would go on, Peter felt, hour after hour, about the working man's son, about how people thought she had married beneath her, about her 5 sons. Clarissa had escaped all that. Was she a snob? Yes, in many ways she was. Where was she all this time? It was getting late. Yet how generous Clarissa was to her friends, said Sally, with a rush of emotion, which Peter used to love her for, but feared a little now. Clarissa was pure-hearted. Peter would think Sally sentimental for saying it, but she now believed that the only thing worth saying was simply what one felt. Cleverness was silly. But I do not know, said Peter Walsh, what I feel. Poor Peter, thought Sally. Why didn't Clarissa come and talk to them? That was what he wanted. All the time he was thinking only of Clarissa and playing with his knife. He had not found life simple, Peter said. His feelings for Clarissa had not been simple and had spoilt his life. One could not be in love twice, he said. And Clarissa had cared for him more than she ever cared for Richard. Sally was sure of that. No, 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 said Peter. Sally should not have said that. Richard was a good man, and of them all seemed to him the best. And were Clarissa and Richard happy together? Sally asked. For she admitted she knew nothing about them, only imagined things as one does. Since what can one know even of the people one lives with every day? She asked. But Peter did not agree that we know nothing. We know everything, he said. At least he did. But this couple coming now, Sally whispered, this silver-haired man and his rather ordinary-looking wife who had been talking to Richard, what could one know about people like that? That they are shallow fools who cannot be trusted, said Peter, looking at them casually. He made Sally laugh. So William Bradshaw stopped at the door to look at a painting. He looked in the corner for the painter's name. His wife looked too. Sir William Bradshaw was so interested in art. When one was young, said Peter, one was too impatient to know people. Now that one was old, 53 to be exact, one could watch, one could understand, and one did not lose the power of feeling. It was true, said Sally. She felt more deeply every year. Elizabeth there, Peter said, does not feel half of what we feel, not yet. But, said Sally, watching Elizabeth go to her father, one can see how much they love each other. For her father had been looking at her, as he stood talking to the Bradshaws, and he had thought to himself, who is that lovely girl? And suddenly, he realised that it was his Elizabeth, and he had not recognised her. She looked so lovely in her pink dress. Elizabeth had gone to him, and they stood together, glad that the party was almost over. They watched the people going, and the rooms getting emptier and emptier. And he had not meant to tell her, but he could not help it because he was proud of his daughter. He told her that he had looked at her and wondered, who is that lovely girl? And it was his daughter. That did make her happy. Richard has improved. You are right, said Sally. I shall go and talk to him. I shall say good night. What does the brain matter? Said Lady Rossiter, getting up. Compared with the heart. I will come, said Peter, but he sat on for a moment. What is this terror? What is this joy? He thought to himself. What is it that fills me with extraordinary excitement? It is Clarissa, he said, for there she was. Penguin Readers, Mrs. Dalloway, Virginia Woolf, Level 7, retold by Kate Williams, illustrations by Guy Harvey, series editor Sorrel Pitts, read by Jenny Bryce. Copyright Penguin Books Limited, 2021.